Pushkin.
You can find inspiring stories almost anywhere. For instance, check out the co-founders of Girls Who Do Interiors. This Miami-based design company was started by three friends when they were still in school. And right from the start, they turned to Chase for Business for everything from banking and payment acceptance to credit cards. And they handled them all in one place with the Chase mobile app. It's so important to have that kind of help when you're just starting out. Learn more at chaseforbusiness.com. Make more of what's yours. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Okay, listen. Between the driving and the rain and you looking at this phone and bobbing and weaving like you're fucking Muhammad Ali, give me the phone and let me do the navigation. You're going to kill us. We just got here.
What does this say? What's the sign say?
This sign says 133 deaths on Montana highways in 2019. Drive responsibly.
I am a good driver.
This is Not Lost. Each episode, a friend and I go to a place, see the sights, and try to get invited to dinner. I'm Brendan Francis Noonan, the driver.
Feels like you have a stroke.
And that's my friend Danielle Henderson, the backseat driver.
Being in the back of an Uber.
I drive. I have a car.
This episode, we're in Bozeman, Montana.
We're going 1 mile to Bear Canyon Road.
Yeah, but it's not to, where does it say? How long does it say?
We've just left the airport in our SUV rental, and we're bobbing and weaving our way into town. Bozeman is surrounded by six mountain ranges and is capped by Montana's famous Big Sky.
Do you think you're a more mountain or ocean person?
No.
Mountain?
I live constantly on a coast, but I just don't take advantage of the beach.
Then turn left onto New Ventures Drive.
Although we are, as usual, on the lookout for a dinner party, Bozeman's main attraction is the wilderness surrounding it. And to make that wilderness a little less wild, you need the right gear.
Okay, here we go.
Our first stop?
Big Boys Toys. I don't know if it's Big Boys' toys or Big Boys and their toys, but we're here.
We've got paddle boards, okay. We've got rafts, we've got boats,
great.
We've got kayaks, canoes. Excellent. My name is Rebecca Wood, and I work at Big Boys Toys in Bozeman, Montana.
Four-seaters, yep. Snowmobiles coming soon.
Despite the dazzling array of leisure craft, we're here for the serious business of camping, a.k.a. sleeping outside on the ground on purpose. Not my idea of a good time. You see, I come from a long line of great indoorsmen. But if Danielle and I were going to run with the big boys of Montana, we'd need to start from the ground up.
So, officially, a two-person tent, you could fit two people, but it's not going to be comfortable.
Yeah, we're friends, but the secret to our friendship is we live 3,000 miles away from each other. And then what's in our cooking set?
Utensils. Got a little salt and pepper shaker that I think is very cute.
That is pretty cute.
A little coffee pot.
Is there an espresso attachment?
No. You're camping.
They camp in Italy.
You're lucky there's even coffee.
How do we heat up the pot?
Fire. On fire. You might want to look up a tutorial video of how to start a fire first. If you've never done it.
I know how to start a fire.
We've got one of those little,
Oh, that's a fork.
It's extendable.
Yes! My plan for retirement is to get carpal tunnel from turning my marshmallow.
why are first aid kits so prominently displayed?
We rent them out if you guys want to take some.
Look at this guy. We'll take 15 first aid kits, please.
We've got 0-degree sleeping bags that would be good for you guys to have. I also do recommend bringing warm clothes. You never know what could happen, especially Montana. Like I said, you could be out there and it could snow.
So tell me again, what's fun about this?
It pushes your comfort zone more than sitting at home watching Netflix.
Right. Are you from Bozeman?
Not originally. I've been here for almost 15 years now.
And has it changed a lot in the time that you've lived here?
Yes. Housing is hard to find.
Really?
The economy in Bozeman is crazy. There's a lot more people that want to be here than we have room for.
I read that Montana has the most bears of the lower contiguous 48 states.
I believe it. You would feel more comfortable. We've got an electric bear fence.
Oh my God, look at this, yes. Danielle. This looks violent.
This is intense. Roll it out, stick those stakes in the ground, and then it is battery powered.
How do you pee in the middle of the night with this thing surrounding you? Well, if I peed on this, would it electrocute me?
I don't know if I have ever had anybody pee on one.
Communing with nature is proving as complicated as I thought. So I turn my attention to a different sort of communion.
You know, do you ever like entertain?
My preferred sort of communion.
Like nightlife type of things.
I asked Rebecca if she knows of any dinner parties we can crash this weekend.
I'll let you know.
On that note, we're going to rent all this gear.
Perfect.
And if we don't return it, something really horrible happens.
Yep. Well, I'll listen to the podcast and see if I hear anything. Anything strange happening.
You could also just sleep in the car.
Wait, you're serious?
No. We're in Montana.
Right.
Look at this can of bear spray. This is like riot gear bear spray.
I think I'm going to have to work my way up to the camping part of our little journey.
We can work you up there. I'll work on you over dinner.
All right, let's see how it goes.
After bidding adieu to Big Boy's toys, we reroute to a much tamer starting point for our trip, Bozeman's Main Street.
Left or right? Oh, left, I guess.
I'm sorry, I'm just looking at a spinning horse on top of a building and I'm upset.
The historic district is a blend of old Western charm and contemporary businesses.
Fabric and yarn stores.
That's your jam.
Everywhere we look is red brick and glass storefronts, as well as sporty Bozemanites going about their day.
So at risk of being a jerk, I can't really get into the mountain, outdoorsy, physical apparel aesthetic. Like, there's something just so not sexy to me about practical clothing. You know what I mean? Like, there's some good-looking people here, but they're all, like, wearing, like, running shorts and shoes with rubber on them and stuff like that.
But it's also practical for a reason here. You know, it's hunting season. Like, these ladies are fashionable.
That's not my scene. You don't need my arms around you if you have a Patagonia that goes down to negative 10. Oh, it's up here.
We're arriving at Barley and Vine, one of the town's many modern bistros.
Are you Brendan?
Hi, Brendan.
We're here to meet Missy O'Malley, the hardest working woman in Bozeman.
Betty bought her about some butter, but she said this butter's bitter. If I'm a DJ, I'm a CBS morning news anchor, I'm a snowboard coach, an auctioneer, bitter better, made her bitter, Betty bought a bit of better butter. And that's about it.
That's about it.
Missy quickly reads us in on Bozeman.
So you've got Subarus, mom's wearing Lululemon. You're wondering if any person in this town actually works because everybody's at a yoga class all day long. Forerunners, skiing, biking, fishing, hiking, dogs. Lots of drinking, breweries on every corner, coffee shops are on every corner. Outdoorsy, smiling hippies. Lots of hippies. White people with dreadlocks. White people with dreadlocks, what's up with that?
White people with dreadlocks, but it's white people.
White generally. white people, absolutely. Thank God for the university, so we have a little bit of culture, but for the most part, white people in the snow. Yep.
My name's Thomas, I'll be taking care of you. Has anyone been in other than Missy to the restaurant?
Never, it's our first time. We're gonna do wine.
I'm gonna do those delicious little pink bubbles. Yes, thank you. Bozeman is seen as a very snotty city. People call us Bose Angeles. People call us Bose Angeles, Montucky. Surrounding Bozeman is rather red. A lot of rural, a lot of farm areas. Seven people a day move to Bozeman, which, when you think about a town of roughly 40,000 a few years ago, it's quite the number. It's one of those things, though, at the same time, Bozeman's growth, if it weren't for people that are coming in and restoring these old kind of rundown hotels and making a cool new restaurant hip again, we wouldn't have kind of this jive that we've got going on.
I grew up in a small town in upstate New York. One stoplight, farms everywhere. Over my lifetime alone, I've seen it turn into like a suburb of New York. And it feels bad, but at the same time,
at least it didn't get washed off the map.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
There's so many surrounding towns that have just died out and become like, you know, parking lots.
Right. At the same time, I've been actually having a lot of struggles with my constant hustle. I'm still snowboarding. I'm 36. I've been teaching for about 14 years now. For the dudes, it's like, oh, that's cool if you're a ski bum. For a chick, it's just not as common.
There's like a poetry to maybe a man doing it, but a woman doing it, it's like, what's wrong with her?
Right. Like, get your shit together. Or like, there's my boyfriend right there. That's Rich.
Hey, what? Brendan.
Danielle. Rich, Danielle. He's an LA boy as well.
I'm from LA, so I'm sensitive of that.
Oh.
Cheers, my friends. Cheers.
When I first moved here, I was in the Murray Bar in Livingston, Montana, and I said, it was my first summer, and the guy said, well, how long have you been here? I said, I've been here about 6 months. He said, well, you have about 10 years till you can have an opinion and 20 years before I'll listen to it. And so I'm just past that, which is super nice.
The idea of being a man here, like competence when it comes to like fixing things, a fearlessness when it comes to the wilderness.
Being able to catch a fish, load a trailer, hitch a boat. Rich can do all that shit.
Well, I certainly have a couple of skills, but I still don't own cowboy boots. I still don't own a cowboy hat.
You don't have cowboy boots?
No.
Is this the end for you guys?
Whoa.
No.
To be a sensitive man, is that a perverse kind of thing in this town?
Or? I'm not sure it's sensitivity or not. It's the fact that if you're in New York and something, if it's a really cold day, there's 17,000 businesses to help you facilitate getting through that day. Whereas in Montana, you have to cut the wood to put in the fire, scrape the snow off your windshields in the morning, start your car a half hour before because it's 20 below zero or whatever it is.
I worked in Yellowstone National Park in 1993.
Wow.
And I think my journals back then were like, I remember using the phrase, like, there are no guardrails. Like you could straight up just die, and that just stuck with me as the wilderness is this scary place. I'm a civilization fan.
It kind of checks your ego at the door a little bit, whether it's getting caught in a snowstorm or rainstorm, mud, or all
coming
this
stuff. Coming face to face with a mountain lion.
Mountain lion, bears, charging moose, all this stuff.
I lived in Alaska for 4 years, and I lived in Anchorage for three, and then I worked and lived on the Aleutian Islands for a year. That did greatly change my concept of self, to be in a place that allowed you these challenges.
That's how I feel about Bozeman. You're only going to get something out of it if you put something into it. The love you take is equal to the love you make. Is that true?
That's
is that true?
I think that's their cue to eat bison ravioli.
Eat your bison!
The last time I went camping was probably almost a couple decades ago. And I do feel like this lingering anxiety about my ability to withstand the wilderness. But it's like nature. Like, I can see it from here, right?
No. We call it big sky country for a reason, brother. I tell you, my buddy Jesse always says, big medicine. It's a big medicine day when you get to spend the day outside.
I'll take that into consideration. Thank you for supporting Danielle's case.
Here's the other thing. You guys are all city slickers. You need to step outside, unwind, put your phone down, and just look up at the stars.
I mean, like, tomorrow we're going fly fishing, and we're going to go to the Museum of the Rockies and see the dinosaurs.
After offering up a couple more excuses, I eventually changed the subject to one that's more interesting to civilization lovers like me.
Like, do you guys ever host people at your place or anything?
I mean, I wake up at 3:30, so weeknights are a little tough. But definitely on Friday, let's go to the Art Walk. The second Friday of every month, people have different art exhibits, little cocktail station set up, so you can just stroll and bop through each little shop downtown. It's so
fun.
Do
Bozeman locals actually go to it?
Oh, it's packed. Are you guys down?
My middle name is Gallery Walk.
Gallery Walk?
Let's hit it. The whitest thing you've ever said to me.
That's the whitest thing I've ever heard in my life.
You right literally place. Blinded everyone
it's
with your whiteness right now.
It's 94% white here. I'm in the right place. Yeah, then the guest.
My middle name is Gallery Walk.
We gotta get you outside.
My middle name is Rosé.
They might have been laughing at me, but I was smiling too, for a different reason. I'd managed to drag our visit out long enough that finding a camping area for the night no longer made sense. Instead, Danielle and I sleep in a hotel with walls made of wood and brick, and where the only growling was from the ice machine in the hallway.
Small business owners, this one's for you. Chase for Business and iHeart bring you a new podcast series called The Unshakeables. This one-of-a-kind series will shine the spotlight on small business owners like you who faced a do-or-die moment that ultimately made their business what it is today. Join hosts Ben Walter, CEO of Chase for Business, and Tanya Nebo, a lawyer and business consultant, on these storytelling journeys of trials, tribulations, and triumphs that hinged on a single event, a split-second decision, or even a stroke of luck. Whether the story is about a warehouse going up in flames or a former partner stealing a whole roster of clients, each episode will showcase the grit, determination, and resourcefulness a small business owner needed to turn a pivotal situation into a springboard for success. Listen to The Unshakeables now and learn more at chase.com/business/podcast. Chase, make more of what's yours. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member, FDIC, copyright 2024. JPMorgan Chase & Co.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
Came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We just passed the Gallatin back there.
Danielle and I are up early, and we're going fly fishing.
The Madison, the Gallatin, and the Jefferson are the three branches.
That's Grant, our guide from Trout Fitters. Right, turns out trout fits include waders, big, baggy rubber pants with footsies you smush into duck boots. It feels as if airbags have gone off in our pants. We barely fit in his truck. Outside is all sky, distant mountains, and the occasional ranch.
It's kind of brown. Like, it's different shades of brown and tan grass and wheat and fields. And
that's all hay. There's actually more cows in Montana than there is people.
Are there any actual cowboys in Montana?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Cowboy hat here wasn't a dead giveaway.
Grant, you're a man of few words. I like it.
Yep.
Preferred spot on this river?
Oh, I got a few.
How come I have a feeling that you have your own personal private spots?
There really isn't any secrets on this river. You arrived.
Are there ticks out here?
Yeah. Come on over here. Line goes right into your trigger finger here.
Mm-hmm. Grant gives us the crash course on fly fishing right alongside a river as wide as a four-lane highway.
And then how much line are we, should we have?
With our waders on, we waddle along the bank in slow motion, like topless astronauts holding rods.
The whole thing of fly fishing, though, is that you're trying to imitate a fly on the top of the water to trick a trout.
Right. So it's a lift, thumb.
There we go.
Ah.
Did you ever play baseball, Brandon?
Yeah.
Throwing it right to the first baseman, right to the chest, right?
Okay.
Now, hear that whoosh in the rod? Using too much muscle.
It's hard for me.
Got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay, so. Let's say that you want a guy's night out. You go to your girlfriend and say, honey, I want a guy's night out. I don't care what you say, I'm going out anyway. Or do you got to sweet talk her a little bit?
I mean, I don't really have a girlfriend, so.
But right, I'm going to guess you probably had one.
But yeah, I've had girlfriends. Go ahead. Right. And if I wanted to go out with the guys, I would have to sweet talk her a little bit.
Same thing with these rods. It's not about muscle.
Okay.
It's more about finesse. Feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Good. When you see that bobber go down, do you think you're going to actually feel that strike?
Probably not.
Like opposed to like regular old bobber fishing, where you're just sitting there on the bank with a cooler beer and waiting for that bobber to go down. A lot of times these fish don't do that. All you see with that indicator is it just moves, just barely, and that's your strike. So
that's where like the kind of meditative concentration comes in. Because you can't just be looking around and, you know, kind of lollygagging around.
Well, that's the thing about fly fishing. You have to be an active participant. You can't just sit back and wait for something to happen. All right. You ready, Danielle?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Brandon, you ready?
Nope.
No?
I mean, my attention's been distracted.
I'm going to stick one of you guys right down here. Kind of see that rock that's subsurface there?
Yeah. Do you want to do that one, Danielle?
Sure.
The feeling of the river on the waders alone makes this really cool.
See that, Brandon?
What happened?
Eagle.
Whoa.
That's an immature bald eagle.
I know it's immature. So his hair, it's...
Well, for one thing, it had a lot... Oh, there's bald eagle right there.
Whoa.
How you can kind of tell that as you look underneath them, they got a lot of white spots. An immature bald eagle still got a dark head.
There's a receding hairline bald eagle.
Yeah, kind of like me. Whoop, whoop.
Oh.
Oh, I'll keep that rod a little higher.
Sorry, yeah. Are there really trout near us right now?
What do you think I'd take you out here if there wasn't any trout in here?
I mean, I don't know. I just figure we're greenhorns. Like, our likelihood of catching one's low.
Well, at times, they're not exactly the easiest thing in the world to catch.
Yeah, it seems that way.
That's why it takes time. Patience.
I'm looking over on Danielle. It just looks like a movie poster. She's just in the middle of the river, casting on her own.
Yeah, watch my hands as I do this.
Yeah.
Slide, drop.
When I lived in Alaska, I made a concentrated effort to constantly be out and to be hiking and, you know, going on glacier walks and, you know, being out more. Even just walking around towns I lived in, it felt more communal because the elements were there to remind us all that we needed help. Like, this is not an easy place to live. I spent the summers out, you know, kayaking and canoeing and fishing, and so it's nice to be reminded of this, that this is also a part of me. It could also be age. Oh, I'm going to cast that again. See, now I'm learning the difference between a good and bad cast. You can feel it in your arms when it's bad. Just like with everything, every other part of my life. Dating, writing, you just feel it in your bones when it's not working out. Oh, I got one. I got one on the line. Where'd he go? Son of a bitch. That's all right.
If you caught a trout, you're not allowed to keep it.
So on these trips, we really try to emphasize that catch and release.
Why is that?
Well, if we all came out and fished every day, there wouldn't be anything left in here. But at the same time, to be honest with you, Brendan, I don't like eating trout.
What? You don't like trout?
No.
Why not?
I grew up fishing for walleye.
All right, and they're a much tastier fish?
Oh, yeah. They call them the poor man's halibut.
Okay.
Oh, nope. Oh.
I might be a natural in some way. What do you say? What do you think? This fish seems to be going for it. Well, maybe my erratic nature, they're like, whoa, this might be a real bug.
Nope. Oh. We got bottom.
But did I get something or was I that bottom?
It was bottom.
Oh, man.
Oh, oh, oh.
I don't think enough people spend enough time, and actually I won't even say that, I'm gonna back it up. I don't think I spend enough time realizing how complicit I am in my own unhappiness because I'm not taking advantage of stuff like this. You know, I stay at home a lot and I work, and so I'm complicit in my own stagnation in that way.
So what do you think about life in Bozeman?
Not the sleepy little cow town it used to be.
Yeah, what's happening?
More growth.
And that's good and bad, right?
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword.
Can you blame people for wanting to come here?
No, I get it. I've been around the country. There's nowhere else I want to be.
Yeah. I write, so I make metaphors, but I think about like the trout.
Oh, there was a strike.
Oh, man.
That was a fish.
Jesus. Noonan, you're talking too much. When you go away, I'm going to really nail a fish, and then I'm going to be screwed because you got the basket.
It's called a net.
Oh, sorry. But I think, like, the trout at
up,
one...
Up, up, up.
Yep. Nope.
We got to be a little quicker than that.
All right, all right, all right. What is the fly fisherman's relationship to the trout?
I don't know.
Like, what do you think about the trout?
Yeah, if he wants to run, let him run.
Ah!
You got that head shake?
Oh.
Check it out. We got it.
Oh, it's so nice. I caught a fish. I caught a fish. Caught a fish. Okay, go back in the water. Yes. You go back home. I'll catch you again.
Come on down here. What do you mean go back home?
I caught a fish. I caught a fish.
I think it's unfair and wrong that I didn't catch a fish. Brendan, you gave her a better fly.
Brendan, you have plenty of opportunities right there. I think that you put me near a weed bed.
When Grant drops us back in Bozeman, I ask him about a dinner party. But it's clear he has other fish to fry. So we eat a quick dinner at Burger Barn and return to our lodgings. In our living room, Danielle smiles as she knits. At first, I think she's gloating about the trout she caught. But I'm projecting. She's just calm and content. The big medicine is working on her. Whereas I'm just experiencing the side effects. Drowsiness, muscle and joint stiffness, disorientation, moodiness, trout envy, fatigue, sleepy foot, dry mouth, grumpiness, panic attacks, tickle face.
Chase for Business and iHeart bring you a new podcast series called The Unshakeables. This one-of-a-kind series will shine the spotlight on small business owners like you, who faced a do-or-die moment that ultimately made their business what it is today. Join hosts Ben Walter, CEO of Chase for Business, and Tanya Nebo, a lawyer and business consultant, on these storytelling journeys of trials, tribulations, and triumphs that hinged on a single event, a split-second decision, or even a stroke of luck. Whether the story is about a warehouse going up in flames or a former partner stealing a whole roster of clients, each episode will showcase the grit, determination, and resourcefulness a small business owner needed to turn a pivotal situation into a springboard for success. Listen to The Unshakables now and learn more at chase.com/business/podcast. Chase, make more of what's yours. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase, NA member FDIC, 2024, JPMorgan Chase & Co.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
Came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a new day in Bozeman, and those sounds are not coming from my stomach. We're walking through the Siebel Dinosaur Complex at the Museum of the Rockies. Montana is particularly rich in dinosaur fossils. In fact, Bozeman is where Jack Horner, the inspiration for the paleontologists in Jurassic Park, lived and worked. In the Hall of Horns and Teeth, we take in the museum's famous reconstructed T-Rex skeleton. Its remains were found near here. Turns out, even the tyrant Lizard King couldn't make it out of the wilds of Montana alive.
New innovations or adaptations led to new branches on the tree of life. An important adaptation for some early microorganisms.
What made you want to put an arrow in something somehow?
I don't want to put an arrow in something necessarily. I just think
we're driving over to Extreme Performance Archery, where Danielle has signed herself up for a lesson.
But now the way the world is, I'm maybe subconsciously racking up some apocalypse skills.
I wouldn't mind going down with the blast. Like, I'm not strong enough to survive an apocalypse. Like, so if I go with the initial boom, that'll probably be much better for me and whoever's in my life. Oh, Extreme Performance Archery.
All right, good luck.
All right, see you in a bit.
Nice to meet you.
Who's gonna do the shooting, you?
Yeah.
My name is Jim Smith, and we're at Extreme Performance Archery, and we're going to give this young lady a lesson in archery.
The very first thing that we would do was I'd have to check your eye dominance to know if you're gonna shoot a right-handed or a left-handed bow. So I'm gonna back up some, and I want you to go like with arm's length out and look at my hat. So now as I approach you, don't move, that's your left hand. That means your left eye dominant.
And I could have been a left-hander this whole time.
Yeah.
Who do I call about this? You know, being black and growing up in an all-white town, I feel like I was forced into a lot of stuff. But the fact that I could have been left-handed is the limit.
We also want to make sure our hunting equipment is quiet.
So you don't need the kind of whistling through the air.
Yeah, critters seem to have an allergic reaction to arrows, so they're quite jumpy because, you know, especially like white-tailed deer and things because stuff's been chasing them for the last million years or so.
So I need to keep my knuckle behind there.
Now anchor. Pull, pull, pull. Okay. Just let her go.
Oh my goodness.
Ain't that fun? Nice shot. You're a fast learner. Ooh, bullseye.
Bullseye.
That is.
What up?
That's hilarious.
Can't believe I could have been a lefty.
These targets here on the wall that say 300.
Remnants of a different time are definitely still here. We still have like archaeological sites and teepee rings, and it's just a sign of different times.
It makes me think about my mortality.
While Danielle's busy learning about how to silently murder mammals, I'm on a steep hiking trail at Highlight Reservoir, trying to keep up with my guide.
My name is Nisoya, 20 stands. My English name is Francesca Pine Rodriguez.
I do have bear spray.
Why do you keep saying that?
Francesca is a local activist. For many years, it was her job to increase enrollment of Native Americans at Montana State University. I came across her in a photo exhibit I saw online. In the portrait, she stands on a football field, wearing the colors of her alma mater MSU and the traditional regalia of her tribes, the Crow and Northern Cheyenne.
You know, before colonization, we existed in this land. And we have reservations, which historically, like, that's the land reserved for us. And that land that we got to stay on, like, got smaller and smaller and smaller as colonization happened.
It's interesting, you know, we've been here for a couple of days now, and we've been seeing all these like different levels of discussion about change in Bozeman in this region. Mm-hmm. People are getting priced out. And yet you're from a people who were not even priced out.
Yeah, just straight kicked out. Yeah. Bozeman is known for like a meeting place among tribes before Bozeman was a town. And who wouldn't want to come here? It's beautiful.
It certainly is. It certainly
Francesca's is. Bringing me to Grotto Falls. Like everyone in Bozeman, she's convinced an adventure in the woods will do my spirit some good.
Exactly. I grew up in southeastern Montana on my homeland, and I got to spend a lot of time with my grandmother, Evelyn Hogan Bear Ground.
Evelyn Hogan Bear Ground?
Yes.
What a beautiful, regal name.
Yeah, she was regal. Yes. So she grew up on the reservation in the days where you had to ask permission to leave. Coming here for college, I came in 2006. So even just the change from then has been pretty crazy. Because when I came here, like, I didn't see much people who look like me. And even being that this is indigenous land. So I did feel out of place a lot going off the reservation. Bozeman is filled with nice people and the occasional asshole.
You know, this is kind of our pride and joy right here, that we have a 50-yard 3D range. And
you can shoot a 4, and they look plastic, but they're like rubberized.
Yeah, it's a foam. Yeah, there's a baboon right there.
Yeah.
That looks like my ex.
Looks like my ex-husband too.
You know why you need one of them? And so you appreciate the second one a lot more.
Oh, bless you for thinking I'm ever gonna get married again. Oh, look at this little baby ram. All right, baby ram, you're done.
Good grief, that's another one.
What should I get next?
Here's a little longer shot. I'm gonna shoot the buffalo. And unlock that arm, dear. There you go. Stance looks good. Whoa, that's dead center. Look at that. Call everybody you know, tell them you done moved to Montana.
I am moving to Montana. Okay, this dude in this prime archery poster here, is he married and how soon can I help him get divorced?
I got somebody else in mind for you. You're like him.
Really?
Yeah.
Tall?
Yeah, like six. How tall is easy? 6'4", 6'5"?
Easy?
Easy. He's from Fiji.
What is he doing today? Let's call him up, make sure he's still single, and get him on in here.
He just went through a divorce.
I will help him through it.
He's got three very handsome young men.
Are they grown-ish?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I'm not changing any diapers. Sorry.
Okay, be careful. We are looking at a gorgeous waterfall. The water is just falling on the rocks, and it's not just falling, it's thriving. And then, you know, you got this kind of little cave-like thing on the side of it. That's kind of cool looking,
too.
Is
that where bears live?
There's one. What? I'm joking. I love it here. Something that in our culture that we do when we come to the water is you should bless yourself with the water. Just take a little and put it on your head.
Wish for anything or pray for anything, or just bless yourself?
Be thankful it exists and that you exist in the same space.
As I drive back to town, it's the golden hour. The view from my windshield looks like a screensaver. Green trees, blue sky, big clouds. Big medicine. There's a warm feeling in my chest, like I've just woken up, fully rested.
That was so good.
When I pick up Dee from the archery lesson, she's beaming. We make our way home, and after a quick shower and nap, we don the most impractical clothing in our suitcases.
Lavender shirt.
Jumpsuit's coming up.
We might not have a dinner party to go to, but we have plans. It's time to head to Main Street to do exactly what Brendan Gallery Walk Francis Newnham was born to do.
We're here.
Mr. Artwalk himself.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Francesca. Do you know Missy?
I do. I see her on TV all the time.
You know Francesca?
Of course. She's a legend.
Well, we're really psyched that you guys could join us for Artwalk.
I'm so excited to stroll around.
Fun! Can I ask what you're selling?
We're selling t-shirts for the Green Coalition of Gay Loggers for Jesus. It's an organization I formed back in 2009 in response to the Tea Party.
This gallery features a lot of local artists, and they do a really good job of native representation.
Look at this, these are lights with bullet shotgun shells.
What are you selling?
My artwork.
And what inspired you?
Honestly, I did because I needed more money to buy art supplies.
Oh, that's so cool. I'm trying to convince myself that I need this Dolly Parton painting so bad.
Every time we hang out with Missy, we just get progressively more drunk.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's not that we're alcoholics, it's just that everything is so social.
Oh my God, there's so many just truly beautiful men here. And it's like the horny tour of USA.
There's boots, there's hats, there's bolos, cowhide vests.
Do you think they have a cowhide turtleneck?
Oh.
This is my first time in Bozeman.
Yeah, I'm in love.
And she's gonna move here.
I caught a fish. I was doing an archery lesson. I hit the bullseye twice. This is my place.
As Bozeman's last art walk of the season comes to a close, we return to our rental truck with its payload of untouched camping supplies. The four-person tent still neatly folded in its pouch. The first aid kits with unbroken seals. There was still one last thing we had to do.
This is so beautiful. I can't believe we hit a full moon.
It's gorgeous up here.
I do honestly feel like even just a couple of days ago, I would have been a little spooked.
But I'm proud of you. We're here. It's pitch black. We're by ourselves.
Now that I know you can shoot a bow and arrow, I feel safer.
As do I. Did not need to know that I had that in myself.
And if we get lost, you can catch us a fish.
I can't navigate with a compass yet, but I can definitely find water and catch us a fish.
Uh-huh. There was a point when I dropped out of college. I was 18, and I was a little bit lost, but wanted to be lost. And I had this romantic notion. I'd read way too much Jack Kerouac. and lived in a van for a couple of years, trying to figure out who I was. And then came out to Yellowstone, not far from here, and got a job and worked in Mammoth Hot Springs, changing beds, and then ultimately became a waiter at Old Faithful. I'm in this dorm room with like five adult males who are usually fighting fires, but there were no fires that year. And they were a pretty rough crew. One night, we were walking back from a birthday party. One of the roommates, this guy, Patrick, revealed he had a crush on me. I was like, I'm sorry, I'm not attracted to you, but I'm flattered. But I didn't, you know how to process that. He was an alcoholic and depressive. Later that night, my roommates came back and he was gone. And they're like, what happened to Patrick? I was like, I don't know. And it turned out he had like ran off. And he was suicidal, like he'd always talked about suicide, and it was elk rutting season. So you couldn't really hike outside Mammoth Hot Springs because the elk were just like horny and running around with their horns. Like I would be serving dinner to people and the elk would just be ripping up the earth. And I was so upset, I'm like, we gotta find Patrick. And this older roommate, this guy Kevin, was like, if he's gonna do it, he's gonna do it. Like there's nothing we can do. Woke up the next morning, he was on his bed, and his chest was all cut up. He'd cut himself up. I mean, he was just like surface cuts, but it was bloody, you know? And he was like, I'm a coward. I couldn't do it. I'd never encountered like something that intense. The stakes of life were much bigger than me just playing Jack Kerouac. Those experiences, the wilderness just scared me to death. And I decided not to voluntarily put myself in that place again. Until tonight.
I'm consistently proud of you for pushing boundaries. But we're at a dog park on top of a hill, still firmly in the Bozeman city limits.
I mean, the closest road is like at least a quarter mile away from here.
Hi, buddy. Hi.
God damn it.
Who are you?
Oh, you're so cute. Hi. Oh my goodness. What did we do to their other lucky two dogs? Hi. Oh my goodness, Tuba. Where's your buddy? Where's your buddy? There he is.
All right.
I feel like we should return this stuff to Big Boy's Toys.
Maybe in another 20 years, I'll come back to Bozeman and actually go camping.
I will be full Grizzly Adams wilderness by then, so you could just come visit me.
Are you meeting Easy later?
Oh, Jim got to come through with that phone number. Never count on another man to hook you up. They always forget the details.
The lead producer on this episode of Not Lost was Crystal Duhame. The show was also produced and written by me, Brendan Francis Noonan. Our associate producer was Jackson Musker. Special editorial guidance came from Mira Burt Wintock. The show was sound designed and mixed by Crystal Duhame and mastered by Hannes Brown. A big thanks to my friend and this episode's travel partner, Danielle Henderson. If you haven't checked out her brilliant memoir entitled The Ugly Cry, you should. Not Lost is a co-production of Pushkin Industries, Topic Studios, and iHeartMedia. It was developed at Topic Studios. And the show's executive producers are me, Christy Gressman, Maria Zuckerman, Lisa Langang, and Latal Malad. Production assistance on this episode also came from Jacob Smith, Amy Gaines, and Julia Barton. Our theme song was created by Alexis Georgopoulos, a.k.a. ARP. You can check out his music at Mexican Summer Records. A big thank you to the people we met this episode, Rebecca Wood at Big Boy's Toys, Grant Grigsby at Trout Fitters, Jim Smith at Extreme Performance Archery, Francesca Pine Rodriguez, and Missy O'Malley, now Missy Cashman, her and Rich got hitched. Mazel tov. If you want to see pictures of our travels, please head to notlostshow.com.
And what would ending credits be without me asking you to head to Apple Podcasts to go rate and review this show? It would mean so much. If you like shows like this, they need support, and that's a great way to show it. Learn more about Topic Studios at topicstudios.com. To find more Pushkin podcasts, listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Brendan Francis Noonan. Until next time, bon voyage.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.